Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me as we take a look at people. People who need people. Anyway, I think you'll find this kind of interesting. I want to thank my sponsors, every one of them, for being so kind and generous as to allow Aspire to be on the air, both on radio and on TV. It is your tax-deductible gifts that make all this possible, and I hope that those of you who are listening understand that, and that maybe you will become a sponsor and join them as we continue to offer to you insight and maybe another point of view about life itself, yada, 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 yada. This radio program is supported by your tax-deductible gifts, and if you would like to join or help us in any way, we are in the movement, the beginning part of our fundraising drive for our year-end donations. If you are interested in serving and helping humankind in any way, shape, or form, it would be an honor to have you. Go to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org, and there you will see a little button that says Support Aspire. If you click on that, a drop-down menu will come, and it will say Why Support Aspire, which is a good question for everybody, and you can take a look at that, and it will explain where your donations go, that they are tax-deductible, of course. And our donor, who is so kind to us, is matching donations at this time. And your donations will be matched. If you become a sponsor, your donation will be matched. So if you make a quarterly donation, let's say of $50, or a monthly donation of $25, he will match that. And that's very kind of him, and I deeply appreciate it. So I hope you will go take a look at aspire.org and support. From time to time, I get a great deal of emails about what's going on in this world and how people are and the whole kit and caboodle. And every so often I find it kind of fun to bring it up because, frankly, I kind of agree with everything that these people are saying. And I get a kick out of what they're saying, but I don't always like what they're saying. So I have to kind of understand, you know, where they're coming from and that whole deal. But here it is in the nutshell. I have a hard time with, if we're going to make all these babies and things, we're going to have to be far more considerate of each other and kinder to each other, and that just doesn't seem to be much happening. So I get these emails from people. I am one of the guys that, you know, drives around running errands and has to face traffic and the what do you call them? People who just lollygag around driving and have no problem stopping in the middle of the road just to take a picture. And it's dangerous. It could, you know, someone can get hurt, and it just gets outlandish. And where I live, here in Carmel, California, people now are starting to park their car facing the wrong way on the wrong side of the street. And this is now a new thing that people are doing. And I just find it kind of interesting that the wheels are falling off of the cart. From June. And where is she? She says the Midwest. I don't like people. It sounds bad. I know. But generally, I just don't like people. Greg, you sound like me. Do you? Question mark. Well, I do like people, actually. I really do. And sometimes I'm very moved by them. But when you start getting into this rat trap that we have made for ourselves through overpopulation, and everybody is kind of crammed in together, and it's getting so there's always someone ahead of you, there's always someone behind you, there's always someone to your left, there's always someone to your right. It just is the way it is. I kind of have a difficult time with it because there's no space. So I find that I need patience and loving kindness. And this is something that I think is as much a part of my practice as meditation. In fact, it is the meditation to be kind and patient with people when they are doing their thing. And I think that we as a society, we've lost our culture. Our culture, you know, is something quite different. We have to be, what do I want to say? Compassionate. That's the only word I have. Patient and compassionate with the situation we find ourselves in an overpopulated world with people who just absolutely do not care about anything in this world other than themselves. We just have to be patient and kind. And a lot of us find great difficulty in achieving that because we're old. I'm old. We look at people and we think to ourselves, well, you know, you're living with a bunch of other people now in this world. And you're going to have to change the way you are to accommodate these other people. But that just doesn't seem to be much happening. So, June, it isn't about liking or disliking. And if you don't like people and you find them annoying and everything, it's easy to want to just hone up at home, you know, buckle down at home and just stay there for the rest of your life, which for a lot of us would be perfectly fine. But mine is a people work. I have to go to the hospital a lot. I have to go to hospice and visit people and work with them. And I know that they're difficult. They are difficult. Most people are difficult, period. Everybody is annoyed and likes to be annoying. They do like it. It's this thing, well, it's my right to do this. This is your problem, blah, blah. We don't have any sense of our own compassion and love. And to me, compassion and love is a very big thing. I don't have to love a person to be compassionate with them. I don't have to love them in the personal sense, but to love them as they are deep inside and to identify with that is very important. I often sit and watch my brain work over things. It wants to look at situations, people, and conditions, and it realizes so many different aspects of why things are the way they are. I look at people, they know not what they do. When I was younger, I didn't know what I was doing either. I can look at people and actually realize deep inside of me that there isn't anything they've done or are doing that I haven't done or I haven't thought of doing or haven't thought about doing. And I sit and I think, was I that selfish? Oh, absolutely. Was I that inconsiderate? Oh, absolutely. How is it that I was that way? Because when you're younger, you think everything should be the way you want it to be and revolves around you. So you look at these millennials and you look at the people in general. And they're working from a different place. And you say to yourself, well, they're too involved in their technology. They're too involved in their selfishness. They're too involved, blah, 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 blah. But look at the world we gave them. It wasn't a very good world at all. We didn't give them a world filled with love and care and compassion and wisdom. We didn't give them that. We gave them a world filled with hysteria and extremes, uncertainty, selfishness, and pride. We didn't give them the best world. We didn't, as a people, as a generation, we didn't give them very much. So the way I look at it now is, yes, it's annoying when I'm trying to get to the post office or the bank or to the Copy King or wherever it is I have to go, Staples. And there are people driving like tourists, and they don't know what they're doing and all of this other stuff. Yeah, it can be annoying. It really can. People looking for parking places so they don't have to walk. And yes, it can be very annoying. Yes, it can. But this is the world we live in, June, and we're going to have to be kind, and we're going to have to get used to it, and we're going to have to live with it. And it does no good, I think, to complain or bitch about it at all. It's part of my practice. What is it about my intolerance, my absolute intolerance, that seems to be more pertinent to me than my compassion and my forgiveness? And that's the way I look at it. It is my issue, not theirs. Please forgive me. Namaste. The things I see driving around town, and then I look at myself and go, you know, you could have done that years ago. Or you think to yourself, you see somebody doing something really stupid out there, you know, in their car, and you think, I'd never do that. And then you know you've done it one way or another, and all the years you've been driving, you've done everything, and you think to yourself, who do I think I am? Which is a very interesting question in and of itself. The next question comes from Fred. He does not tell me where he lives. Why can't we, the people, act out of the whole and not be creepy? Why can't we just get along and be kind to each other? Fred. Fred, it's not in our DNA to be kind to each other. Kindness does not derive out of DNA. Now, a certain kindness can come out of genetics, a certain amount. But real kindness towards people can only occur when we see where we are in this world, in this life, and what we are doing. That's when it can occur. Until then, it cannot happen. Not at all. So when you and I are driving along or doing something and we feel that annoyance within us, we have to stop and ask ourselves, at least I do with me, who do I think I am? Why is this inconvenience of another person such a big deal on the face of my life? Why? What is it that, you know, I think I am that makes me think I'm so important that this person can't make a mistake in front of me? Now, that's really what it's all about. So when I look at it and I think to myself about what's going on with people and what they're thinking, what they're doing, or how they're acting out, I have to really put myself in there. You ask, why can't we, the people, live or act out of the whole of a creation, shall we say, where there is love? Because it's in our DNA not to. Our DNA is about pure, utter, ugly survival. That's it. It isn't about anything else, just survival. And when you and I are trying to survive and get something done or have something happen in our life that we think is so doggone important, we will act and live out of some very, very ugly things. We will force ourselves to fall into a kind of a competitiveness that really is not healthy for any of us. And yet we will do all of this without even knowing that we're doing it. It just will happen. And this is the way it is with us. We have great difficulty with the word kindness. It just does not work for us. Selfishness and the word deserving is a part of the big problem here, Fred, and I want to explain that to you. People have an idea, and they are raised with the idea that the things that they get are equated to the idea of what they deserve. They deserve to have this. They don't deserve to have that. They earned this. They didn't earn that. And then you have the rights, the things that they think they're rightfully entitled to, whether that be to a parking place or whether that be to how they talk to you as a person or whatever they're doing that looks to you to be unkind or inconvenient to you. They always have all of this stuff going on. And with all of that stuff that they have going on, we don't see our place in it. You have to see that deserving, the word deserving, which really is a matter of the way you sit inside yourself. It's an opinion, a perspective of your and mine alone. The whole idea of having an opinion about anyone or anything is really a silly thing to do. Because you and I have divine rendezvous with people we don't know. Divine rendezvous and little brushes with human beings that we only meet once in life and we never see them again. We have these little rendezvous with people in this world whereby we're living in the context of our consciousness and what we're here to do. Let me give you an example. At any given time, in any given way, in any given situation, you and I are here as an influence over someone else. You know, someone steps on your toes, socially speaking, shall we say, or says something that is gruff and unkind. I'm not here to say, well, who do you think you are and why did you do that and blah, 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 blah. Do you know how selfish you are? No. I'm here to understand that's where this person is. And if I take it personally, then I become the idiot. I never take it personally. I look at people individually. They're having a rough day. Something's going on in their life that they're not real happy about. So I start to understand, oh, I had an instance about this the other day, Fred, and this might help you. Known this man for many, many moons, long, long, long time. He is, he's kind of a vagabond. He lives in his truck and he rides his bicycle all over Carmel. And at one time, he was in a car club that I admired, and he had this beautiful car, and I just used to, you know, help him polish it up and everything, just to be a friend to him. Just, we weren't close, but we were friendly. Well, he's elderly, believe it or not. He's got to be in his mid-70s, riding his bike all over town. He's very fit. Well, one day I saw him walking down the avenue, as it were, and he was limping really badly. And I was driving, and I pulled over, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine." And I said, "Where's your bike?" And he said, "I don't ride it anymore. I got in an accident." And I said, "Oh, do you need help?" And he took his hand. He said, "Just drive on, drive on. Just leave me alone, drive on." So, you know, you could look at that and say, well, I was just trying to help. But really, he's struggling. And he didn't want me there. He didn't want to take any help that I might be able to offer. Does that mean that I won't offer help to this man eventually if I see him again? Absolutely not. I will absolutely do everything I can to help him. Everything I can. And you know, you take it personally, you miss the opportunity to serve someone, to truly help them. The day will come, he will be walking down the street, ooh-wah, diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-doo, and I will see him, and I will pull over again, and I will see if I can help him. Don't be turned off by those who are very, very abrupt or rude or unnecessarily crude. Don't do that. Just, Fred, remember where you are. You're here on planet Earth with a bunch of people who know not what they do and have not an inkling of their own spirituality. And we are here to share this planet with them and hopefully in some way be of service to them if we can, if they allow. Just something for you to think about. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. Is it me or are people just assholes, Jack? And I don't know where Jack lives. It's all of us. We're all assholes one way or the other. It isn't just you. It isn't just them. We're missing each other. We're missing the chance to be friends. We're missing the chance to help. We take it personally, whatever it is that we're seeing or hearing or watching out there, and we want to make it an issue. It's all about me, me, me. And what does somebody have to do, Jack, to get your kindness? What do they have to do? They have to kiss your butt? What do they have to do? What does a person have to do to have you act in kindness? That's what I want to know, because that's the only thing that matters. What is it? Now, once you understand that and you start to get that, that's when things will start to change. And you will start to change. And you'll start seeing things for the way they are. And you won't mess around with the stupid things like, you know, this guy treated me this way and this guy said this and this guy said that. You just won't do it. You'll look at things for the way they are and people for the way they are. And you'll understand, they don't know. They really don't. They just don't know what's going on. They don't know why the way they are the way they are. They just are the way they are. So don't get angry. Don't get even. Do something outside of the box. Be so extremely attentive to them that you can see past their behavior to what's really going on, and then respond to that. That's what I do. I wait until I see what's really going on and what difficulties they're having. And then instead of reacting to their behavior, I respond to their being. What's really going on? What difficulties are they having within themselves? And I keep that going. I never relent on that. And I remember each person as they are and what they're going through when I can see through the veil of their stuff and my stupidity. And then I start to realize we're all in this together. This is about the state of love, not the state of what can I get from you. It's all about love. So there you are. There's the essence of it all. And if you really want to serve humankind, you don't take it personally when someone is saying or doing something to you that looks like it's unnecessary or didn't need to happen, and all of a sudden you want to get flustered about it. Don't. Just realize, you and I had a divine rendezvous with this person. You and I were talking to this person. This person didn't enter into your life or my life by accident. Treat them as a guest, an honored guest. And if they choose to be insulting or unkind or whatever, be humble. Just be humble. You and I have done so many things in our life that we did not know that we were doing. So many. Who of us can nail another person and say, how dare you? When we dared to be so foolish and unkind in so many various and different ways. I ask for forgiveness all the time. Thank you for your beautiful little email, Jack. I deeply appreciate it. Please forgive me. Namaste. Have a beautiful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning with something very special as well. We're going to talk about what is happy. Have a wonderful day. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.